Good morning and welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. After a great baseball game last night, Toronto Blue Jays beating the Seattle Mariners. Great. That home run, bottom of the seventh by George Springer, will be one that people will remember for a long time. After the game, of course, it's always fun to watch the players celebrating with their families. All of the different players on the team interviewed by the media and giving, of course, their quotes, their thoughts on the game. John Schneider, did you catch his interview after the game? He wasn't really worried about the fact that it was live, so there was no censors in spot.
This is f***ing unbelievable for me. This is my 24th year with this organization, and I f***ing love it here. These fans, this country, you deserve all of this. It's not about me. It's about every single one that's behind me, and I couldn't be happier to represent this team.
You can hear the crowd go crazy, of course, when he let a couple of expletives go there. But and it was funny because they take a commercial break shortly after that, and when they came back, they had a little disclaimer at the bottom of the screen saying, language might not be suitable for some audiences. Could have used that about 10 minutes before that. But nonetheless, they're pretty pumped up and excited. Of course, the Jays now in the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First game is on Friday. Well, in this seat, I have the privilege of being able to talk to leaders from all over the province and highlight, different communities. We can bring different leaders in. We can talk about what's going on in those communities, what some of the challenges are. And we've done that over the last number of years. And I've got another opportunity to do that right now. I was at the SASC 120th birthday celebration in Saskatoon in early September, and I bumped into the mayor of Lloydminster, Gerald Elbers, who has been the mayor there for quite some time. We had a bit of a chat, and I said, gosh, I'd love to get you on the show sometime. Well, today's the day. I'm happy to say we've connected with the mayor of Lloydminster, Mayor Gerald Elbers, joining us by phone. Mayor, thank you for taking the call.
Well, good morning, Evan, and thank you for the opportunity.
Are you a Jays fan?
I am.
Well, it's tough not to be, isn't it, right now?
It's tough not to be, especially when you support a winning team like they've been.
Oh, gosh. I mean, tremendous. It feels like the nation is behind these guys, and that was pretty exciting last night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's been great for the nation.
So let's talk a little bit about your community. I mean, when I think about Lloydminster, it's got to be everything is a little bit different there because of your geographic location. You obviously are split between the province. So how is it? I mean, you've done politics there for a number of years. You've been mayor now for what? Is this your third term?
This is my third term.
So how do you find that? Does it complicate things, or is it just what you know?
Well, it's what we've become, but it is complicated. I often refer to people when they talk about it as my split personality, half of me in Saskatchewan and half in Alberta. And just for those that are listening and may have interest in Alberta, there was a municipal election in Alberta yesterday, but nothing changed in Lloydminster because we followed the Saskatchewan election schedule that happened last fall in November for municipal elections. So Right. It is very interesting. So I'm losing a bunch of colleagues that I've got to know over the last number of years and going to gain some new colleagues on that side. But, it's business as usual in Saskatchewan.
So I'm curious to know what it's like, Mayor, you obviously work very close with provinces, with Saskatchewan, with Alberta. Right now, we've got provincial governments that are fairly aligned, but that hasn't always been the case. You've been doing this now for three terms. What is that like, that nuance where you got a pull from one side or a pull from the other that aren't necessarily going in the same direction?
Yeah, it is a little bit challenging, and that's the way I started my elected career here in 2016, because we had two different governments doing different things in two different provinces. But, from that perspective, we had the pleasure of hosting the first ever joint government caucus meeting of Saskatchewan and Alberta this past May in Lloydminster, which we welcomed to premiers, both premiers as well as their respective caucuses, to meet and talk about the opportunities that exist working together side by side, Saskatchewan, Alberta, right here in Lloydminster, where it really comes together for both provinces each and every day.
So I'm curious to know. I mean, there's lots of challenges. Gosh, it feels like every day, that's my show, every day talking about the challenges, but we also talk about the opportunities. Let's talk a little bit about trade, for example. How does that impact your community? Is it something that you've had to deal with at the council table?
We haven't dealt with it directly at the council table other than the effects it had on the public treasury doing business as a city, providing the services and the services we provide. So we have been impacted by tariffs. Our city staff keep us informed of when all of a sudden we're over budget on purchases of equipment and things like that, because this is what's happened. The tariff has affected it, from lawnmowers to heavy trucks to pieces for parts for our heavy equipment that we operate like every other municipality.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy around Lloydminster, because it's got a couple of specific things. I actually have friends that farm close to Lloydminster, but I also know energy production, the oil industry, is big up there as well. What are the drivers for your community?
Absolutely. Agriculture is certainly number one. We have a great agricultural land base for grains and oil seeds. We have a canola crushing plant here right in the city. We also have a strong livestock component. A lot of purebred breeders exist within 150 kilometers of Lloydminster. I like to say there's about 60% of the breeding stock in Canada, of purebred breeding stock in Canada, come out within 150 kilometers of Lloydminster. So they look to us for a lot of things as well, and trade shows and ag shows that way, followed by oil and gas. And oil and gas plays a huge role, certainly because of the steady income that you see each and every day from oil and gas, the employees, the service companies and things like that, as well as having Cenovus making a huge statement here with their acquisition of Husky Energy some time ago. So that's all plays into it. The price of oil is not great from the perspective of a producer, but once they're up and running, it's consistent and it's continuous. So we're happy to see that. We'd love to, you know, I know it's saving us at the gas pump, but at the same token, it's a little hard on the public treasury, which we look to both provinces to work with for support, grant funding, and things like that. So as a community, we're doing all right. I know that the cow-calf producers are really extremely happy seeing the price of animals going to heading into the marketplace for the feedlots and things like that. The grain guys are saying, well, we'll see where the tariff thing, and that again has come back to haunt us a little bit on the canola folks. Mm-hmm. So there's always a challenge. There's never, it's incredible when everything's banging on the same, all the good cylinders are running together, but right now we're holding our own, and I think we're staying optimistic.
Are you a growing city, Mayor?
We are a growing city. We just, you know, it's been a little slower over the last 10 years coming out of 2015 when heavy oil, well, all oil took a dip, and Brian Zinchuk keeps you informed on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took us a little while to recover. Heavy oil is the last oil to start to rise in production and cost because of what they refer to as the lifting cost. So it's a little bit challenging, but, you know, we make the best asphalt in the world. And it doesn't matter where you drive. We all like to complain about our municipal leaders and provincial leaders about the roads, the conditions of roads. We love selling asphalt here, so please spend more money on asphalt. We'd love to see that. From the perspective, you know, it's I think we're going in the right direction from the oil and gas industry. We need some clear direction from the federal government. And for anyone that invests, doesn't matter if you're enlarging your farm, you're buying new farm equipment, you're looking at the price. The oil and gas industry is no different. Why would you invest $1 million, $10.5 million or more in a well if you can't see the future doesn't look relatively bright and you don't see the government wanting to support what you're trying to do as a business?
Gerald Albers is my guest, the mayor of Lloydminster. Happy to check in with him today. So a lot of the things that we talk about, like when we talk about canola tariffs and some of the trade challenges, they tend to impact business and community members in your community. But I know the suite of issues that you would deal with at the council table might be derivatives of that, like housing, for example. Is that something that is a work in progress for you in Lloyd, like it is in so many communities in the province?
It is. Again, when we went through going into 2014, we were selling 92 lots in 5 minutes. That was a lot draw. That was before I got on the council. 2015 came along, and the council of the day had made a commitment to get 180 lots ready. We're still chugging away at those lots. We've sold a number of them, but we haven't developed a lot of new lots since. Now we're seeing that development come back, and we will be addressing that in the near future. So we've seen the price of houses increase dramatically because all of a sudden we had a number of houses on the market in the last 6 months, 9 months, that housing demand has shot up. What we're finding is we have people from Vancouver, Toronto, that are saying, boy, we can actually work from Lloydminster. We can work from home. We've got great internet throughout the community from the perspective of with fiber or you're working with one of the providers from that perspective. And people are saying, boy, we can live in your community. We can walk down the street day or night and feel comfortable yet and still have money in our pocket when we're left over after we're selling our properties in Toronto and Vancouver. So that sends a message, and that message is starting to resonate across Western Canada, and we're one of the recipients of that benefit.
Let's talk about safety. I was going to ask a question. If you were to survey the citizens of Lloydminster, what do you think the top three issues they would bring forward are? Safety usually is in there. How are things on that front in the community?
Well, you know, that they are not bad, but, you know, I'll tell you, speeding is always a challenge. We've got folks that like to get to work and get home after work, and they seem to have a little bit of a lead foot, and you might know that from your past experience, but that's one of the number one complaints our RCMP detachment deals with is speeding and traffic. We are, Highway 16 runs right through our city, so we got people moving, and they're wanting to get through and keep on their way, going to Edmonton, to Saskatoon, or whatever destination. From that perspective, you know, we've got people that do travel a ways out. We were talking about oil and gas industry. It's not uncommon for a crew to have to leave an hour to get to drive an hour to get to work. So, you know, those things. But we do have crime. There's no question about it. But it's being, we're trying to manage it as best as we can with the resources we're given, working with the RCMP as our police provider, and seeing what's unfolding at a national level with the justice system. That's the biggest challenge I hear from our team that delivers that portion of it and working through the court system. It's everybody's got the same challenges. It's just either larger or smaller.
Right. Gerald Albers is my guest, the mayor of Lloydminster. Are you getting a Costco? Did I read that?
You did read that. The land has been purchased by Costco, and I understand through our planning folks that there has been a building permit taken out. It's been speculated for some time, and until they actually pulled the lever to apply for the development permit and move forward with a building permit, that's kind of where we're at. So I don't have a date. It's been a discussion point in our city for a long time and around that. So I think we'll need to check in next year into 2026, and hopefully I might be a little more informed about what they're up to.
Mayor Gerald Albers is my guest. The text line busy. A lot of Lloyd people texting in saying, hey, that's our mayor. Glad to hear him on the show. We also have someone wanting to know, is it tough for you in the CFL season to know who to cheer for?
Well, personally, no. I'm a Saskatchewan stubble jumper from way back, born and raised in Saskatchewan. Traveled, still have an interest in a family farm in southeast Saskatchewan. And I guess you can say I bleed green and white. And after the last time the Grey Cup made an appearance in Lloydminster, we filled the major facility of 900 plus strong Saskatchewan Rider fans, and that's the language I talk. There are a few Eskimo fans, even a few less Stampeder fans, and even one or two Blue Bomber fans that I do associate with.
Oh, that's good to hear, Mayor. Hey, before I let you go, coming up after 11 o'clock, we've got into a big debate here. It's the age-old discussion, what's the greatest record of all time, the greatest album of all time? Music is such a subjective thing. If you had one album to listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be for you, Mayor?
Johnny Cash's Greatest Hits. That's what I grew up with, and he can appeal to, you know, so many pieces, and yeah, you might say he's country western, but you know, when he talks, when he plays from the heart that he has, you know, I grew up with it, and it's still in my CD selection when I'm on the road.
Good stuff, Mayor. Hey, I appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for giving us the time. We'll check in again soon.
My pleasure, Evan. Thank you so much, and look forward to chatting with you next chance we get.
Gerald Albers is the mayor of Lloydminster, and appreciated the opportunity to check in with him. Yeah, we are going to, after 11 o'clock, give you a chance to join the conversation. It's an easy one, and everyone, I think, has an answer to it. If it was one album for the rest of your life, what record is it and why? I'm sure there's a memory that comes with it. That'll be coming up just after 11 o'clock this morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Well, the Blue Jays, obviously a topic of conversation at Coffee Row this morning. No doubt the disgusting story of the number of migratory birds that were found dumped and dead on private land just outside of Saskatoon recently. Conservation officers in Saskatoon released a photo of a truck that they believe was related to a case where 142 migratory birds, mostly snow geese, were dumped dead just outside on private land about 30 kilometers southeast of Saskatoon near Patience Lake, if you know where that is. An independent tip line has been set up, SAS Tips, offering $2,000 cash reward for information that leads to an arrest. I'm actually shocked that there isn't someone who is coming forward with trail cam video. The number of people who have private land that throw up trail cams, you'd think maybe now that there's been a vehicle, some information or a photo of a truck that's been released, it might help as well, because it's a serious offense. Combination of fines for trespassing, littering, not harvesting animals multiplied by the number of birds. They're saying fines could be up to $20,000. I actually didn't realize until this story broke that there isn't a limit on the number of snow geese that a hunter can possess. Snow geese apparently classified as overabundant by the Canadian government. So other things like ducks and mallards, pintail ducks, Canadian geese, you can only have 8 a day, 24 in total at any given time. But when it comes to snow geese, there isn't that limitation on it. But it really, I think it speaks to, and we've had Daryl Crabb on the program before, the executive director of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. This speaks to some of the illegal hunting that's going on, not just people from our province, but coming into Saskatchewan from the United States, from Alberta, from Manitoba, hunting migratory birds. So it's a topic of discussion that's not going away anytime soon. And I do hope that someone will be able to come forward with a piece of information that can lead to an arrest in that case. Okay, we are just going to take another quick break here. But when we come back, we've had Cheryl Turner on our show before. She's a retired Saskatchewan speech language pathologist. In fact, she's got quite a great background when it comes to speech language pathology. She's done a lot of work in that front. She's got some thoughts on, number one, the impact that this could have on the classroom complexity issue in our schools. There is a brand new program coming to the University of Saskatchewan with regard to speech language pathology training. Is it enough? What are some of the complications? That's the conversation we have with Cheryl Turner when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.